This is an Uncharted North and Interparty Conflict collaboration. Hey there everyone, Gabe here. Before we get into this, I should let you know that the game that we're playing, Dawn of Worlds, has a significant visual element to it. I think it's meant to be played in person, and we were playing over Discord using Foundry Virtual Tabletop to draw everything out as we went. If you're listening to this, unfortunately, you're going to be missing out on part of the experience. Around the time this episode comes out, there should also be a video version that includes the visuals, but as a person that prefers audio-only podcasts myself, I do promise that there's still a ton of fun to be had just by listening to the audio. So, also, I don't think we named the world that we were creating while we were playing, but afterward we settled on the name Swal. So without further ado, I present to you The History of Swal, Part 1, The Age of Lands. Hello everybody, my name is Gabe and welcome to our game of Dawn of Worlds. Dawn of Worlds is a cooperative world-building game that we're going to be playing today, but before I get into how exactly that works, let's have everybody introduce themselves. Freeman, you go first.
Oh hi, I'm your usual friend Freeman from the Frosty Lands of Canada. Usually the GM is stemming the tide at Uncharted North. Co-host on Encounter This, good friends with all of these weirdos. And always, always, always happy to have you on board for another collaboration, Gabe. It seems is what we do best.
Yes. Seems to be all I'm doing these days.
Hey, it's a good gig to have.
Yeah. Cam, you go next.
Hi, I'm Cam, the tallest mountain on this podcast. And
oh, no.
Oh, yes. I'm actually working on another project with Gabe. We just can't get enough of him.
Yep. Duncan.
Oh, hey, listener.
If any of you would like to popcorn to the next person, that would be appreciated.
You do such a good job, Gabe, but you do such a good job.
Okay. One thing I love and something that seems that's supposed to seem like it's live is dead air. Yep. Give me more dead air.
Oh, me? Duncan. Just Duncan, yes. Here. That's... Another Uncharted North denizen. I'm glad to be here, Gabe, on one of these collabs. I think this is the third and the first one that I'm a part of, so let's don this world together.
Cool. Glad to have you. And and Scott.
All right, I was ready to popcorn, but hey, I got the quick intro.
Sorry.
I'm here for it. No, all good, and I am Scott from Uncharted North, Stemming the Tide. You may recognize me if you know about that show. If not, hey, check it out. All right.
Oh my god, we get to play with Scott.
Yes.
Wow.
He's kind of a big deal.
And I'm Gabe. I hosted the Element OPs. I ran that game. I also I facilitated, I didn't really run it, but I facilitated Sleep Away as well. So and you know, probably more stuff in the future. So today we're gonna be playing Dawn of Worlds. What is Dawn of Worlds? I hear you asking. Dawn of Worlds, like I said, it's a fantasy world building game. As a group, we're gonna be creating a world. We started out with a map that you may be able to see, depending on how you're consuming this audio or whatever. So we started with a map that I just kind of sketched out a shape, and then each of us added, you know, some small detail onto that. And then we're going to be taking turns. We're going to roll to gather points, and then we're going to use those points on various actions to reshape the world, to create races, create civilizations, and so on. We're going to be going through three eras of the game. The first era is going to be 500 years per round, and then 100 years per round, and then like a few years per round. And each of those have slightly different rules for how things function. But by the end of this, we'll have a world that theoretically you could go and you could play a role-playing game in if you wanted to. And I have before. This is a really, really fun way to create a world for like a one-shot or even a longer campaign if you want to. You could get your players around and have them join in and go from there. So can any of you think of anything that we should bring up before we kind of jump right in?
So I will be not directly playing as we do this. I am on the program known as Incarnate. I will be drawing a map as we go, in sort of better assets than the digital whiteboard you see in front of you.
Are you saying I can't draw?
Doing something? Yeah, I am.
Okay.
So I'll be back here kind of like adding some extra things in, some commentary, and trying to facilitate a little bit of extra stuff for the visual medium. You can see we have here a little UN logo for our fun time here. And on the side of it, we have rounds. So I'm going to move this thing along as best I can to cover which round we're on, because there is a mechanical purpose for keeping track of those, up to 5 and then 10 rounds. But we'll get to that when we'll burn that bridge when we cross it. And then I think there was one other thing, Gabe, rules-wise, where we didn't have any too much clarity, so we made a house rule.
Sure.
I don't know if you want to cover that now or later, but
I guess I might as well. One of the things that we can spend points on is to create an avatar. In the game, all of us are kind of playing like quote-unquote gods. We're not necessarily specific gods, but like, you know, we're the ones creating the world. And each of us can create avatars within the world, and there's a way in the rules that you can sort of game the system a little bit by creating an avatar for one amount of points and then having them do something else that would normally cost more points. And we've decided to not let that happen, not let that sort of game the system. When we do that, it still costs whatever the points it would normally cost. So that when we do something through an avatar, it's for story purposes rather than for necessarily a mechanical benefit, although there may still be mechanical benefits for doing so. One more thing I did realize I should say before we start: if anybody's interested in playing this game, the rules are online for free at clanwebsite.org. Basically, if you just Google Dawn of Worlds RPG, it'll take you straight to their website, and you can play it. You can get the rules through there and then play it with your friends. It's a great game. I've played it once before, and like I said, it's free, so you can just come on here. You should probably check out their other products too. I'm not familiar with them myself, but I'm sure they're equally as good.
Wonderful.
All right, then to start out, should we each roll 2d6 and whoever gets the highest goes first?
Sure.
Cool. So I'll point that out for listeners. So the way that this is going to go is that each round we're going to roll 2d6. That's the number of points that we have to spend on things. And then this game incentivizes you to spend as many of your points as possible. You can hoard points for future turns if you want, because certain things will cost more than, you know, 9 or 6 or 4 points. But if you spend most of your points, you actually get a bonus on future turns. So you can save them, but it's to your benefit to use up as many, or at least a lot of them on your turn, to just keep the game moving so that it's not just everybody sitting around, sitting on a pile of points.
Cool.
All right. Sounds good. So I believe Scott's going to go first with 11 points, and then Duncan and myself with 9, and Cam with 6 after that.
I will be only answering to the tallest mountain this game.
Okay. The tallest mountain goes last.
Sounds like
Scott,
you
said you're
like
purple?
I am purple.
Simon and Garfunkel song, The Tallest Mountain.
It does
last.
Sound like
All right, y'all. Well, if we are good to go here, I am going to go ahead and roll. And I have rolled 2d6 for a total of 6.
Oh, actually, so we're using the numbers we already rolled. So you have 11.
Oh, sick. Okay, that's cool.
Yep.
I am
Cam,
going
sorry, can
to...
you put a little squiggle on the map? Yours is missing.
I did put one. My bad.
I don't know where it went. It got lost.
Like sands through an hourglass. Well, there a broken hourglass, I guess.
Okay, so I'm going to start...
Sorry, I'm very sorry. I have one quick question. Who? So we put some basic assets on the map here. There was a landmass. Everyone added a little something. Cam, you added this condom on the map. What is that exactly?
I don't know any Camerons or Cams. I only know the tallest mountain.
Okay, it's the tallest mountain. Okay, I just want to double check.
It's a weird tower-shaped mountain.
I want to know what condoms you're wearing, Freeman, because that does not look like a fucking condom.
I think you're wrong. Continue. Scott, the floor is yours.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you so much. So I am going to... just above to the north of this first little mountain range here, I'm going to begin to take 1 inch of land away, creating a bay for 3 points. For another 3 points, I will continue to take that land away. And then, let's see here. So that's for 6, so I still have 5 points left. I'm going to take away... No, I'm going to use shape climate. So all the area above that for 3 inches, I'm going to spend 6 points to make it a hot, humid, kind of tropical climate.
Don't you only have 5 points left, though?
Okay, I'm bad at math.
You could do it for 2 foreign squares.
Hey, shh, shh, shh.
I'm sorry.
I will take away 1 more inch of land.
Okay,
so thus you're creating going further peninsula, in. Further right. in. And then above it, I will create 2. Wait, now I'm all fucked up.
And we're off to the races.
You're okay. taking away, you can do 1 inch of shape climate.
1 inch of shape climate, fine. Just at the very end of my new peninsula here.
No one said God had it easy those for a few days.
Okay. Your new peninsula is gonna be nice hot weather, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay. All right, who's next?
All right. Duncan, do you want to go first? Do you want to go next?
I mean, sure, yeah. I got a plan here. I don't want to step on the toes of the tallest mountain, but I've got 9 points here, and I think I'm going to go to the southeast of this island and draw the tallest mountain.
You son of a bitch.
It has begun.
This is where I know my drawing in the background here, at some point I'm gonna have to stop people from like the limit of how big a mountain is capable of being.
So we have a net mountain that is slightly misshapen to be 2 units high, and then actually I've gotta erase this a little bit, but the peak does not bisect another unit. So it's a base of 2 units and then another unit on top of that for 9 points worth of mountainous terrain.
That is a big mountain.
Oh, yeah. Edmund Hillary, eat your heart out. Literally.
It's a cold heart.
Yeah.
Is that your turn?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Tallest mountain.
Okay. So I'm going to use shape climate, I think, let's say 3 times. I'm going to turn. So hold on. So it's roughly 1 inch and 2. So pretty much like this section of the peninsula here is dry and always dark. So it's like dry, not necessarily desert, dark. But there's whatever land is there is just very, very dry. Things don't grow very well. And it is always like cloudy or overcast or just dark in that area over there on the other side of the new tallest mountain in the world.
Ooh, okay. Scoot, were you going like desert area or just like rocky barren area for this above your new peninsula? Or
tropical.
Tropical. You're going tropical.
Humid tropical.
Gotcha. And you're going kind of deserty over here, Gabe?
Yeah. In fact, let me take back what I said. It's just desert. That just makes a lot more sense. It's just desert. Okay. However, it's dark desert.
Dark desert.
Sunrise is in the west.
All right. Cool.
Cool. So, and then the previous tallest mountain's turn is next.
I'm going to spend 3 of my points to make this mountain over here less tall. Fuck off. A meteor comes by and swipes off your top half. Fuck you.
So one god brings it up and the other brings it down.
Yep.
It is worth pointing out, just so the listeners know, this is a cooperative game. None of us own any particular part of this.
Yeah, no, yes. I could easily just become this tallest mountain over here. There's nothing stopping me from doing that. Yep. I just thought it'd be funny as a bit to do it one time.
So you're shrinking this mountain.
Yes, I am shrinking this mountain in the southeast. And then
by how much exactly to make it is still
1 inch, I guess, because he spent 3, so it'd be 2 inches. And then I'm gonna spend my last 3 points to make my mountain 3 inch or an inch bigger.
Well, that saves me from
you can just copy and paste that, yeah.
Text that I put over top here. Thank God.
There you go.
All right. Help ending over here.
Is that the first round done?
That is the first round done.
Okay.
500 years have passed.
I'm just going to quickly I haven't quite figured out how to do a dark desert yet, but I'm just going to quickly swap over to the view of Incarnate here so that the viewers can see what I've done so far. I think it's looking pretty accurate. Otherwise, keep going. We're on to round two.
Okay, so for round two, we're all going to roll 2d6 again. If any of you, which I think all of us did, if you had five or fewer points, you get a plus one to your roll. So 2d6 plus one.
And do we just keep going in the order that we did?
It's whoever rolls the highest
each round.
Yeah.
Okay. So roll again, and then you go in that new order.
No roll that.
Donk, you should have plus one to that, by the way.
Yep.
Yep.
Mental math.
And Scott as well, I think.
Yep. Well, I figured adding plus one in my head was easy enough.
Sure. Okay, so I think I'm going to go first, and then the tallest mountain, and then Duncan, and then Scott. So I actually have 13 points total with the three that I had saved before. So I am, I'm going to corrupt.
Oh, wait, do you keep the points that you saved from last time? I thought you don't, but that's why you get a plus one.
Oh, no, you keep them. You're just incentivized to use most of your points.
Yeah, because you want to get below four or five.
Awesome.
I guess the question is, do we want to include the points that you have saved when determining the turn order?
Yes.
Or just go off of what was rolled?
Yeah, okay. It should absolutely be points saved.
Okay, well, in that case, I had 13, which I think is still probably...
Yeah, everyone else spent all of theirs.
Okay.
All
right, so points, I'm going to corrupt a civilization. Now, I know it says... it says civilization on the list of actions, but in the actual like rules where it describes that, it says you can corrupt a civilization or 1 inch of landscape by one step.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do that, and that I'm going to do that three times. And the area that is desert that I created last turn is dead. Not just dead, but like possibly undead.
Okay. Ooh. You're like really, you're making that desert a...
evil,
a proper
or,
dangerous place.
Yes, a very dangerous place.
Cool.
And that is 12 points, so that is my turn.
Who's up next?
Dunkino.
Oh, sorry, yes. No, I think it was the tallest mountain. Cam is next.
Oh, was I? Okay.
Because you got seven.
That's true. I am going to shape climate three times around... Sorry, twice around the large... I'm going to make the mountain one more bigger. Got it.
Oh, no.
And then I'm going to shape the climate. What?
Did you just make it wider?
Yes.
Or okay, just wider.
Because it's by
okay,
one inch, so like yeah, it's four squares. I'm
okay. All right.
And then I'm gonna spend the last four of my points to shape the climate to create a beautiful temperate dark oak forest at the base of the mountain.
Something to bar Duncan's entry.
That wasn't the intent. Really. Yeah. Because he could just come build over here. There's nothing stopping him.
I was just having an innocent mountain moment over here. We're not at war, buddy.
Sure thing, friend.
So what kind of forest you said?
Dark oak forest.
Dark oak forest.
All right. Was that Cam? Is that your turn?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Duncan, I believe you are next.
Okay. From my 6 points, I will use three to shape the land to the northwest of my formerly tall mountain, now just a sizable, a gentleman's tallest mountain in the land. I'm going to cut out a little bit of cove right here in this kind of like crook of the larger bay. And make a nice little like sand beach cove with little like sea caves in it and stuff.
Oh, okay.
A kind of super temperate little area that, spoiler alert, would be good for hiding booty in.
It'd be a shame
it's
if
smugglers.
That,
shame if somebody plundered it.
It'd be
it.
A shame if that cute little beach became corrupted.
Oh no.
Oh no.
I didn't think about that. And that's my turn.
All right. Scott.
All right, that leaves me. So I have one carryover point, and I rolled a four, so I have five. So I'm going to continue my humid, delightful little Mediterranean vibe to the north of my little peninsula here. And once I'm done that, I think that I'm going to make a little a little forest up in that area, but it's going to be a tropical forest. So I've got one area that one square that's just humid, and then the next one is kind of humid tropical with a little forest on it, all to the north of my peninsula. And that's my turn.
Cool. Okay. Is that everybody?
So just a wee bit of tropical forest.
That's pretty quick turn.
You'd think so, but it was actually 500 years.
500 years. So now everybody roll 2d6, and since I believe all of us used up enough of our points to get us below 5, 2d6 plus 2, added on to whatever you already had previously.
Oh my goodness. I rolled 3.
And I think it would be best if we can, yeah, if you have any left over, try to add it into the chat there just so we know.
Oh, that's
exactly
a good idea, actually. I'll do that from now on. Okay, so it looks like Scott is going to go first, and then Cam, and then me, and then Duncan.
Okay, so carrying along, I'm going to continue.
Oh, then Duncan actually goes before me.
I'm going to be continuing what I was already doing, essentially creating more of this atmosphere. So let's see. I'm going to do 3 climates for 6 points. Okay. So I basically have surrounded my peninsula all in this humid tropical vibe. And then let's see, I'm just going to go ahead and continue with the land. And I've got, oh my God, my math. I have 6 points left. So 2 shape lands continuing the tropical forest.
More forest.
More forest. So it's like, yeah, it's a real like tropical nice vibe up there. And that's cool. My turn. 0 points left.
All right. Cam is next.
The tallest mountain.
Sorry, the tallest mountain is next.
They only respond to the tallest mountain.
Thank you. Mountain, more bigger. Until Freeman tells me to stop, I'm not gonna.
Well, are you gonna make it taller, or are you just gonna keep going wider? Because it's just gonna be like a plateau at some point.
It's all about the girth, baby. It's...
I may not hit the skies, but I'm going to fuck up the sides.
Just the largest mountain. You sick bitch.
What does that even mean?
I'll tell you when you're older, Freeman. That's 3 out of my 10, so I have 7 left. You know what?
Sorry, what did you do? Sorry,
mountain bigger again.
That's it? Just more mountain bigger?
6 points. Yep, and then so that's 6 okay. points, and then I have 4 left, so changing climate. We're going to add a nice little lake down here in our dark oak forest. A very big lake, big enough for... you probably need a boat to get across for sure, and might actually be able to start establish some trade. And then there's going to be more forest, but on the south side of the lake, it is maple instead of dark oak. And that is okay. All of my points.
And you want this lake to be mostly kind of circular like you've drawn there, or do you want a little oblong?
Make it a little oblong.
Okay, a little oblong coming right up.
Oblong is my favorite
shape. Don't mind if I do.
It's mine too, Gabe. It's so good. Will Ferrell's fucking hilarious.
Tallest mountain, are you using shape land or shape climate to make lakes?
I was doing... that should probably be a shape land for the lake. You're right. I'm gonna go ahead and I will get rid of my lake this turn and I'll make it next turn.
And what about the forest? Are you using
I think that's climate. I think that's climate making forest, right? That's climate, like temperate climate would be forest.
Okay, I will switch
I was thinking the
I've been shaping land.
Yeah, by that argument, Scott would not have had to create his own forest. He could have just created the forest and the land would then be temperate.
Like, Shapeland does say the creation of forests. So
yeah, the creation of forests would be Shapeland, I would say.
Okay. Then,
here you go, tallest cheater.
Okay. Delete my forests. Let's see. Then I have 4 points left. I'm just going to retcon and make the forest from last time. And that will be my turn.
Okay, so that forest remains.
Yep. And then the lake and other forest does not. Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Gotcha.
There you go. And then Duncan actually goes before me because Duncan had more points saved over.
Yep. I'm rolling with a big hot 8 points, which isn't actually that much. But shape land. So from this cheeky little pirate cove, no pirates yet, but it's ready for him, baby. There will be a nice little river that winds towards the formerly tallest mountain in the land. And then, yeah, a nice cheeky little lake at the base of at the base of... So, okay, am I correct? The tallest mountain, well, formerly tallest mountain and then tallest mountain again, also known as Cam. Did you just, like, cut the knees out of my mountain? It's just, it's shorter from the bottom.
No, I think I flavored it as a meteor came and took off the top, so now you have a nice flat, like, top.
Oh, like a mesa of...
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
I, that's actually better.
Okay. I don't know if I have a thing for that. Crap.
Okay. Well, while you work on that, I would like to... Okay, I was going to make a lake at the base of it, but instead, I would like to
put
make...
it at the top.
No. Oh. What I am going to have is a nice kind of rocky, like a foresty, rocky kind of sloping trail upwards to the top of the mountain. Almost like a natural kind of like gradient that goes up to a more smooth top, if you know what I mean.
Like Joshua Tree?
Yeah.
Little rocks, little trees?
I don't know this Joshua, but he sounds like a great fella.
Okay, sorry. I need a little more clarification on what Duncan just did with his turn.
Okay. So, from my cheeky little pirate cove, there is a stream. It is
a stream.
Looking like a stream of pee right now, but that's only because of the yellow color that I'm using. I can assure you it's not pee. It's crystal clear water from a cheeky pirate cove. Goes to what was a kind of more sheer mountain is now on one side on the westernmost slope, kind of nice foresty, big bouldery kind of gentle slope upwards that is a more like accessible way to walk to the top of the mountain.
Okay, challenge accepted.
Okay. And if you could do it in the style of Rembrandt with a smile on your face. And I will end my turn there with 2 points left in the point bucket.
Okay. So just a little ways over from that nice picturesque little path up to the top of the mesa. In this dead evil peninsula, a giant sinkhole opens up. It appears to be bottomless.
Oh.
It's shape lane for 3 points. And then that's my turn. I'm saving my other 4 points.
Oh, amazing.
So sinister.
Yep. All right, so everybody roll.
Is that the end of round three?
That's the end of round three. So roll 2d6 and add 3 plus whatever points you already got.
Damn here.
Is anyone keeping a log of what we're doing?
I am filling out the sheet as we go.
Great.
Nice.
God bless you, tallest mountain.
God didn't do shit.
Scott just rolled 2d6 plus 3 and got 6.
That's rolled right, 2d6 plus 3 and got 9. Wait, how did you roll plus... because you added your other one. Never mind.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so I believe I go first with 13, and then Duncan, and then Cam. So you have more than 6,
I have 9,
correct?
Yeah.
You have 9, and then Scott. All right, so my turn... I am going to create an avatar. So this bottomless pit walks this being of pure stone, this being of black stone, crawls out of the pit and then spends the next 500 years wandering around the continent.
The whole
that
continent?
Is 10 points. Yeah, just kind
everywhere?
Of strolling around.
Okay, all right.
He's got a lot of time to do it. So, that's actually, I'm going to do more than that, because that leaves me with 7 points, so I need to, so
that
then...
That leaves you with 7 points?
Yeah, I had 17, and it's 10 to create an avatar. So, I'm going to... Sorry, you're right. I was adding my previous... I'm sorry. I was adding my previous amount twice by mistake. Thank you for catching that. So, never mind, that's my turn. I have 3 points left.
Okay.
Who's the trickster god now trying to get away with all this point cheating?
Sorry.
Dunk.
Okay, 12 points in the bucket. And you know what? I don't see any reason to mess with what I got going. I'm just going to sit here with my 12.
Okay. All right. Oh, after Duncan, he is Cam.
You're not going to spend.
No, I'm saving.
God damn. Okay. Your avatar... It's just it's wandering the whole continent, but has started in the corrupted land. You said,
yeah, I might have it do things next turn, like as it walks across. But story wise, sure. It's just wandering around the land.
Okay,
it is the only being.
Yep,
tallest mountain.
Okay, I am going to spend my 9 points. 3 of them will be to make the lake that I wanted, and then the other 6 will be to create. Different forests around the lake, mostly birch and maple. Maybe some mahogany.
I promise nothing.
And that is my turn.
All right, and I think I am the cleanup crew here. So I only have 6 points. So I am going to... So basically I want to be 5 points or under so I can get another +3 next turn. So yep. I'm going to... I would like to save, but I can't. So I'm going to shape land. And I'm going to continue some mountains up in the northern area. There's already a mountain... God, what do you call it? Cascades? Ravine?
Range.
I don't know. Mountain range. Thank you. That's what I'm looking for. I'm going to leave a little gap, a little valley, and then put one more mountain on the other side. Definitely not rivaling the tallest mountain. Just a standard mountain. And I'm going to end my turn with 3.
Okay. All right. That was that turn. So everybody go ahead and roll 2d6 and add 3, except for Duncan.
Damn, Dunk.
Okay, we're on to the next. 14. We're on to round 5.
Yep.
Yes. All right. So right, top of the round with good. Duncan, then Scott,
sorry,
then
Scott,
me.
Scott, all you got was that mountain? That was it?
That's it.
Okay.
Okay.
It's hard to keep up a little bit.
Didn't quite make the roll I was hoping for, but...
Oh, yeah, if you had gotten 2 more points.
What the fuck?
Oh, well. On the on this little island to the west, I think that I'm going to make a cheeky little oasis. Just a nice little lagoon with some palm trees around it. That's not how to draw a palm tree. Freeman, draw this palm tree better than I'm doing right now.
I'll that do won't my be hard. Best. So you're doing a group of palm trees over yonder.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's 3 points for shaping land. And that will be my turn.
Okay. All right. After Duncan and Scott.
Oh, boy. Okay. I've got some decisions to make here because I'm sitting on a cool 17 points. So for my first action, even though I guess it's not really action, I'm just going to complete the mountain range just because I like what I got going on here on the left-hand side. So there's one more mountain. So the range continues basically across the whole way with a 1-inch gap in the middle. So I have 14 points left. And then I, too... No, I don't want to create an avatar yet. Wait. It's tough, because I do. I know what I want. I got some ideas. But it's like, do I want the avatar now or do I want my civilization first? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. I create an avatar. So, rising out of the water in the peninsula is a being that is invisible.
Oh.
But as it comes out of the water, you just notice the water running off of this invisible creature. You can see kind of silky outlines of it as it moves. And it too begins to travel through the lands, but invisible, laying down large footprints in its path. And that will be the end of my turn, and I'm going to be ending my turn with 4 points.
Cool.
Will they be friends or will they be foes?
I'm trying to... Well, that didn't work at all. I'm trying to pick up my avatar and move him, but it's not working because I drew him on top of something else. So I'm going to spend I'm going to do 3 shape lands. Rather than walk across the land itself, the black stone avatar walks across the bay. And as it walks across the bay, it leaves behind there's a long stretch of coral that is incredibly hard and incredibly spiky. And if people eventually create, well, if there are eventually people, and then those people create boats, those boats will have a very difficult time crossing this this bay. Sorry, I just realized I was using the wrong tool to draw, so I wasn't drawing anything.
Or are you shaping land?
Draw me that coral.
I'm shaping land 3 times, yeah. There's just this big stretch of coral across the bay that is, it's under the water, but... spiky and possibly poisonous. Who knows?
Wow, that really
9 points.
It was really great for the 5 pirates that are about to live there.
Well, I mean, it's a natural defense if they know how to navigate the thing.
Yeah, exactly. I wasn't trying to stop the pirates. I'm saying that's why the pirates go there, because only you have to be skilled in order to get through. Nobody's going to be following them in there.
Mm-hmm.
So that is my turn. Next up is Cam, the tallest mountain.
Thank you. I have 10 points, and I am also going to create an avatar. You see a small explosion burst forth from the tallest mountain, and a giant iron golem that just radiates steam and has fire for eyes, perfectly sculpted and smooth, casually walks out from the magma as the mountain seals up behind it.
Okay, where is this thing forming?
Top of my mountain.
Top of the mountain, okay. Oh, man, this is ridiculous.
Okay, is that your turn?
Has a horse head.
Just okay. Fun. It has a horse head.
Yeah.
So big iron golem
like on its
with
shoulders
a horse head.
Or, like, yep. You know, giving it to somebody Godfather style?
think like Bojack, but jacked.
Okay.
Bojack horseman.
Bojack is his name, oh.
Yep. Okay, so that was that turn.
Yep.
Then let's go ahead and roll again. And if you, okay.
Quick note, we have passed round five. We're now entering round six.
Okay.
Which means that anyone who wants to try and push this from the age we're currently in, we can go to the next age, which will change the point value of everything you purchase. But it has to be voted on, and it has to be majority vote. To move it on. So I don't know if it's at the start of this round or at the end of this round, Gabe, that you do the votes if someone wants to do
it. I would say probably at the start of the round is when the first, so if there was a vote, is when the vote would happen.
Anyone want to push the age forward yet?
No.
I vote no.
No.
Okay. Round six. Okay. Go for it.
Cool. Then yeah, go ahead and roll 2d6.
I might as well give you a little peek at what I've done so far. I think I got everything. It's going to take some adjustment. That's what I've got there, viewers. I'll go ahead and screenshot it for everyone here, too, so they can see it, because they can't see my screen.
Oh, I'm sure ours looks much better.
It really does, yeah. But yeah, I think it's looking pretty interesting, but there's definitely some gaps that need filling, I think.
That's a real good mesa there, Freeman. Good job.
Yeah, that looks nice.
Thanks.
Yeah, that looks really good.
Dunk into this fucking slope. God damn it.
Yeah, I'm only going to make it harder for you, because this is going to be fun.
Oh, I missed the map. Where is it?
It's in the
Donald World's chat.
I couldn't really find a hole in the ground either for either game, but I found like a fire pit or something.
Perfect.
Oh, that's money, Freeman.
So it looks like everybody's already rolled. So Duncan is going to go first. Next after that is Cam. And then Scott and me, we can decide who we want to go first out of the two of us.
Hey, I rolled enough to create a race. So I'm going to blow 22 points of my 23 points. Woo. And in this stream to mountain, but not on top of the mountain, just at the lower areas for reasons that will be explained by their physiology, lives an Ewok-esque type of people, but they're more like platypuses.
Ooh.
They have a very amphibious kind of nature. They have duck bills. They are the size of Ewoks, but less annoying. They have I don't know what kind of language an Ewok-esque platypus would make, but the songs
they speak only in chirps.
Fucking popping. yeah. Yeah, they're just having their little... You know, they lived in that dank river valley from the cheeky pirate cove to the slope of the mountain.
So they're hanging out in the caves, the mountain?
The river around the stream.
Along the river.
Yeah. Along the river.
Okay. Perfect.
And they are good.
Oh, I found little duck tracks.
Can you find like milk patches for them to milk their young?
I'm afraid not.
Spiny elbows to envenom attackers. it says that they start neutral or aligned one good or minus one evil. I would like them to be good little platypuses. Platypodes? Platypi?
Platypi? I believe it is platypi.
Okay. Do you want to name them at
Octopi
all?
Octopi is not correct, but platypi I believe is correct.
Is there a name for your race?
Are
they called...
we'll just call them I don't want to go that route of something kind of lewd, so let's call them Perrys, the Perry people.
The Perry people. P-E-R-I.
Ooh, Peri Peri, Nando's. Love it.
The inventors of spicy chicken.
And that leaves me with 1 point and the one glow point of a new mother.
Well, there you go. But you created the first civilized race in the world.
I created life. So. Yeah.
Yeah.
You created life. Next up is Cam.
We've been dreading this day, Duncan.
It's going to my head.
The tallest mountain.
Is that also the name of your avatar? Yeah,
the mountain's coming from a black
No, princess. that's the ironic name of Little Mountain. is going to spend 10 of my 15 points to advance the Peri Peri, driving them into shipbuilding and forestry.
Nice.
To be able to
forestry, they're not even near a forest though. That seems a bit
off.
Yeah,
so they develop sailboats.
Okay.
Sailboats. They're going that fast. We're going to skip right past canoes.
Yeah, this power causes a city or civilization to gain expert knowledge of a given science or magic. These might include war magic, healing, warfare, steel, weaponsmithing, sailboats, writing, literacy, engineering, architecture, farming, or the like. So long as that city or civilization persists, it will always be the greatest in this field. So yeah, they haven't developed a language or literacy or anything like that yet, but they're really good at building boats, if Dunk's okay with that.
Oh yeah.
They communicate through boats.
They know one letter and it be the C.
All right, I'm gonna drop them some sweet Viking boats.
But I do like that you brought up they didn't have canoes or anything, they just went right to sail, so they had so many like failed attempts of smashing up against those fucking coral reefs.
By the time they were like, wait, these canoes, they sit too low in the water, we need sailboats to harness the winds to rise above them. And then I'm going to spend 3 points to shape the land. And we're going to go ahead and get some forest on over. We'll do a little, we'll do some little elm trees by the cove. And that'll leave me 2 points. And I'm done.
Okay. Scott, do you want to go first? Or before me, I mean, since we have the same number?
Yeah, sure. Okay, so I'm going to start with the valley in between my mountain range here. And in the inch square there, I am going to create a gaseous poison swamp.
Ooh.
So watch out, y'all. Okay, so that is going to be 3 of my 14 points. And then that leaves me with 11. I'm not good at math. And I'm going to spend 2 points shaping land, and I'm going to continue making my forest, just taking over essentially this whole upper peninsula is just slowly turning into a nice tropical vibe. Okay. And that's my turn.
More tropical and poisonous gassy swamp between the mountains.
You got it. It's like right turning there into like a nice like beautiful area up there, but very hard to get to.
All right. And then my avatar will continue his journey across the land. He's actually going to walk over to the tallest mountain in the world. And as he walks, similar to the coral, he leaves behind him a series of incredibly sharp and incredibly like vertical mountains. Not even really mountains. Basically, he just leaves behind these like spires of stone that just stick up out of the ground in this path from the coral to the mountain. So that'll be 2 shape lands, and then I'll say that the and then part of the mountain he turns into a black stone, like obsidian. He turns into like some sort of like the material that he's made out of, and then he just kind of walks into the mountain and just turns part of it into that black stone. And then you can't see him anymore. He's gone. He may show up sometime in the future.
Okay.
So that was 9 points, leaving me with 5.
Black obsidian spikes and then makes part of the tallest mountain black as well, or what have you.
Yeah. And that's my turn. So that's, I believe that is this round. So with that round over, does anybody want to vote to move on to the next era?
No.
No.
Okay. I vote yes.
I vote no.
Overruled.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
But I'll say I'm getting there. I think pretty soon I'll want to move on.
Yeah.
Okie dokie. Move that Token up, round seven.
If we had, is it five or fewer points or four or fewer points, we get the plus three?
Five or fewer.
All right.
And yeah, and if you don't hit it one time, you got to start to build back up to three. Yeah. And you can't get more than three.
Yeah, so I just got one extra because I had only, yeah.
All right, so Cam is going to go first, followed by me, and then Scott, and then Duncan.
Let's see. I am going to... How do you create a city?
You'd have to have a sect within the race. I get it because I get it automatically because I created the race. Otherwise, you'd have to have an avatar presence.
Understood. I am going to. I don't know that I want to undo what Gabe did because I think it's cool. Shit. You know what? I'm just gonna save my points.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Big horde of points within the tallest mountain.
Oh, and that is me. I'm next. So I'm going to spend 12 of my points to create a sub-race of the Peri. Some of the Peri wandered over to that part of land where it's all dead and dark, and there's a giant hole in the ground, and they came back a little weird. Their fur is darker, and their bills, they're like, you know, platypus bills, are almost, they seem like they're made out of that black stone. And they are, I don't know, just maybe like a little bit more aggressive and bestial, but still civilized.
Ooh.
And they are called the Paranox.
Ooh, I like it.
Okay.
Feral Peri.
So that leaves me with 4 points, and that is my turn.
Oh, I don't have another duck thing to put there. You're sure they're like platypus?
Yeah, just put like angry eyebrows on the ducks that you have.
So next up is Scott.
Okay, so sorry, I'm going to use...
Sorry. You place them where? They're hanging out where?
They're hanging out... They're like, let's say, just on the edge of the... corrupted area.
Of the corrupted land? So they're kind of to the north of the mesa?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to hop in here, and I'm going to do 4 shape climates. Just essentially, because I had those forest areas that I put in last turn, I'm going to make them tropical, and then below them, so I'm doing kind of a cube here, which essentially is going to round out my peninsula, being all tropical around it with a little bit of forest and tropical kind of edging up to the marsh there. For 8 points, and I'm just going to retain 4, and that will be my turn. Oh, and the avatar is kind of sitting in the water and meditating, and just as like the tropical rains come through, you know, like those really quick hard rains, you can just see the rain come down and spatter off of its humanoid shoulders, but it remains invisible.
Interesting.
So you've just change the land around your trees, basically.
And under the trees, yeah.
The trees.
I'm just trying to make, essentially, around my little bay cove here, it's all tropical and all forested as tropical forest.
Okay.
Cool. I got it. Duncan.
Okay.
Duncan is next.
So I will use all 8 of my points to command the race of Peri to create a city. It will be... towards the top of the mountain, cut into the mountain below the mesa, kind of like overseeing the you know, the stream and the valley and the cove. There they will create a nice little kind of like, you know, like those adobe kind of clay houses that are in like New Mexico and stuff. That kind of things that cut into the mountain, where they will speak of, you know, the legend of the giant that walked across the sea to create the obsidian corals and stuff, and they will call this city Paris.
oh yeah
Dunk creates Paris, spelled with an E.
Peri.
Okay, you said that's on top of the mesa?
It's cut into the mountain, like at the top of the mountain, but not on top of the mountain.
Okay.
Have fun with that, Freeman.
Yeah, Freeman.
The sun hits it at an angle of 48 degrees during the evenings, and I want that that lighting 40, on the map.
At 4:20 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
All right, I think that's the end of that round. So Does anybody want to go to the next era? I vote yes.
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 Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Cool.
Okay.
I'm making me the hipster, huh?
So we're going to go, we're going to revert back to round one and go to the next age. So this was the Age of Land, as I don't know, it's called that in the book, but that's what I've called it.
Yeah, Age of Land.
Sure.
Age of Land, and then there's the Age of Races, I think, is next.
Yes. Thank you for listening, and tune in next time for the next episode of The History of Swal, Part 2, The Age of Races. This has been a collaboration between Uncharted North and Interparty Conflict. For more information, check the show notes at unchartednorth.ca.